Well, hello, everyone. This is Adelaide Dunton with Karen Abrams, and we're here for the Wellness Revolution. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm really looking forward to tonight's call. As many of you know, Karen has been one of the coaches on our coaching calls, and she and Laurie Spania have been supporting me, and I know from the emails that I received from you that you've really enjoyed interacting with her. And tonight is an opportunity to really find out about Karen and her work and to give you a direct experience of how Theta can help transform your life. So this is going to be a terrific call. I just want to take care of a couple of things as people are getting on the call, because we have a lot of people who are coming on the call right now. I want to remind you all that David Wolf's offer is closing on March 17th. David, so I please go to the replay page and you'll see the link for that. It's the Longevity Now package, and what David has done is that if you purchase his package, which is based on the Women's Wellness Conference that quite a few of you attended, that he talked about the last time he was on the phone, if you buy the package that includes that and includes David doing his presentations on video and his recipes and the Tonic Alchemy Masters workshop, you will get the tickets for the conference at $197. And on Saturday, these tickets go up to $347. So it's a really good deal. And so I want to let you know that if you're interested in going, we've been getting emails about it, go ahead and sign up for that. Now, I do have to add something that's really cool. So I know you'll want to do this first before you purchase. David has actually gave me a couple of free tickets and said I could give them away to whoever I wanted. So then I'm like, okay, who am I going to give them away to? I'm going to give them away to people in my community. So here's the thing. If you send us an audio or a video testimonial telling us about your experience with the Wellness Revolution, telling us specifically something that you've learned or some speaker who has you've either sampled their work or heard something that really has helped you in your life, if you do a video or audio testimonial and it's just about a minute long, we will put you in a drawing and there are two tickets. So if you would like to have a ticket for David's conference and not pay anything for it, it's in Los Angeles, let us know. And we're going to have the drawing on Saturday because we want to make sure that if you're outside the LA area, you can get a flight, because I know how that is. So I wanted to let you know about that. And now I think everybody is on the line and we have people on the webcast. And April, you are there and you're taking care of the folk on the webcast so that we get all of their questions. And we will get started and have an opportunity to meet Karen Abrams. So I'm delighted to have Karen here. Karen, say hello to everyone, and you are so welcome. I'm so delighted to have you.
Well, hello there, too, and thank you to you. This is such an incredible opportunity, and as I've been communicating with all of the wonderful people who have communicated with me, it's been just a really incredible, incredible experience, and I'm just very, very moved by it.
Well, that's great, and we do have a special community, so
yeah,
I'm really happy to hear you've had a chance to interact and hear from people.
Mm-hmm,
so let me tell you something about Karen. I actually had the experience of going to Karen as a healer, and I had such a wonderful experience when I had sessions with Karen that I knew that she was somebody that I wanted to get to know and someone who I would bring to the Wellness Revolution, because there are many practitioners and she just has a depth of knowledge in Theta Healing. She is one of their master trainers, and she leads training workshops in Los Angeles for Theta Healing for both the foundational course and the advanced trainings. And as an individual practitioner, she just is incredibly powerful at helping you make rapid shifts and creating true transformation in your life. And I can attest to that. So that's why I asked her to be part of my coaching call or my coaching circle, and then wanted to introduce you to her on the Wellness Revolution. So let me tell you a little bit about her background. Karen first came to Theta Healing after watching a friend completely transform her life. Through Theta, Karen gained immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for 6 years. Not only did it have a profound effect on her physical health, but Theta also helped heal Karen's personal relationships and bring her a welcome sense of inner calm. It expanded her educational businesses, she began to get a more steady flow of clients and money, and her creative work as a singer-songwriter reached new heights. She started consciously creating her own success. Inspired by the changes in her own life, Karen began to study Theta intensively and is now a master Theta healer and a certified instructor. And over the past year, the past 8 years, she has filled her practice with clients and healers from all over the world. Her topic tonight is creating powerful relationships. Welcome to the Wellness Revolution, Karen.
Hello there.
So let's find out a little bit about your personal experience. You were a singer-songwriter, so you had absolutely no experience of this kind of energy healing, had you, when you first came to Theta?
No, I really didn't. I actually had my friend, like we were talking about, that my friend changed her life. Like in a matter of a year, my friend changed her life in a really dramatic way. She got out of a bad relationship. She started making a lot of money. Her health improved tremendously. So all the major areas of her life just really shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And watching that happen, I went, oh, let's take this class. And about a year prior to that, I had had one half-an-hour session with Vianna Steibel, who's the founder of Theta Healing. And it took me a year to get the appointment. So and it was a half an hour long.
Right.
So I remember that appointment and her talking a little bit about my music and what was going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was a really neat experience. But I have to say it wasn't until my friend, you know, changed so much, you know, because I just had one half an hour time with her, that I really saw some major things. And then I decided that I was going to take the beginning class, we call that basic DNA now, but it was the beginning Theta Healing class. And the reason that I decided to do it actually was I was feeling okay about my life, not great, but okay. And I just remembered something that a friend of mine said, which was, you know, most people spend their whole life just being fine and okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they never want to be great. And I thought about that, and I thought, why can't I be great? You know, it just hadn't occurred to me until this thought came, and I said, yeah, let's just do it. So I took the class, and I was just absolutely floored at the way she was able to deal with people's issues, you know, and so gently and so easily within a few minutes, she would take, you know, literally what I thought were the toughest people in the room, and got them to the point within 5 or 10 minutes of shedding a tear and letting go of the thing that they had wanted to let go of and looking 10 years younger. And I went, wow, I want to be that. I want to do that. You know, I want to be that woman in the center of the room and do that and really make a difference in people's lives. And I had been doing it in education, but this just woke me up in a different way. And when I finished that 3-day course, I remember Monday coming around and just feeling like, wow, I feel so calm. I feel like there's all this space in my body. What is it? And it took me a while to figure out that, oh my gosh, I'm not anxious anymore. I had anxiety for 6 years. And it was the first time, that Monday was the first time in 6 years that my body had been out of fight or flight. So, because every time before that, if I would be calm and I noticed it, my body would go back to being terrified. So it was an incredible feeling. And so I was so deeply moved by this. And I had been taking, I had been going to therapy for about a year and a half. And the therapy had worked really well also, but it just hadn't scooped out that bottom, you know, that core stuff that was still left and still left me shaking every day. So it was really an experience to be free of that. I mean, I just thought I was going to live the rest of my life like that. I just, you know, I was just so used to it. So I signed up for the practice classes. I signed up for the advanced class. And then any other class that came around, because she started writing more classes, Vianna Steibel. And I just went to every single class she taught. And I did not know that I was going to become a Master Theta healer. I just thought that, you know, I was going to do this for myself and my family and my friends, because I couldn't even describe what it was. But it was just an incredible thing. I mean, it's funny that I'm sitting here today, you know, 8.5 years later, saying this is my livelihood. You know, this is how I, you know, pay my mortgage. It's just really funny to me.
It's amazing how life happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love what you said, Karen, because you said the question your friend asked you was what would it be like to be great?
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Theta healing, that it can transform and create shifts in such a way that people can really become great in whatever area of their lives. And how many things really give you that?
Right, right. I always say that this work is the lightest way of letting go of the heaviest things in your life.
And I like that. That's a great quote.
Yeah, because you don't have to, you know, with this work, you don't have to re-experience trauma. You just got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just energy that no longer serves you. So let's change that, or let's change your belief. You know, in this, let's change your perspective to a loving perspective. Let's help you forgive, you know, and forgive, you know, and pull regret, you know, and heal rejection. And you can do all of those things without going back in time to that sad story when it started.
So I'd like you, because you said initially it was kind of hard to explain what Theta healing is and how does it work. So now that you are indeed a master Theta teacher, I'd like you to explain to people what exactly is it and how does it work.
Yeah, believe me, it took me a while to figure it out and to be able to, you know, say it in English without just using a feeling. And I'm also happy that we'll be able to do some of the work on the call so that people can actually experience
it. Me too, because that's the best. They can experience
it. Right, yeah, I know. So it's sort of like explaining a hug a little bit. You know, you feel it and it just is wonderful. But it's basically a meditation that connects you to God, to Source, or whatever that energy is for you, so that you can receive a healing. So when you make that connection in the meditation, physiologically, your brain waves go into the theta state, and that means that you're theta brainwave dominant. And when we become that, we are actually able to access our subconscious mind. And the reason that we know that is that hypnotherapy uses the same brainwave in order to change people's beliefs and access your subconscious to, you know, pull fears and all of that sort of thing that they do. The way that we're different from hypnotherapy is that this work goes, I feel, deeper, because it goes to the core level, which is everything in this lifetime, your genetic level, which is all of the stuff that you came in with from your ancestors, or your history level, which is your past life level, and it's also our collective consciousness, and the soul level, which is the deepest part of all of those. So, with your permission, when we can access all of those levels, we can identify and change damaging belief systems, like I said, give you new loving perspectives on, you know, painful relationships that you have, painful situations you've been through, allow you to release resentments and traumas and fears, you know, change habits and patterns in your life that you've been holding back. So it's really remarkable what it can get at. And I haven't, and physical things too. I mean, people, my teacher, the way that she came to this work was that she had a rare form of lymphoma that was terminal in her leg, and she was in her 30s, and she was able to heal it instantly with this work, which was kind of a, you know, which is really what started her on the journey.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So it was quite amazing. She had, I'll give you just a little bit of that story. She was an intuitive. She was a naturopath, and then she was an intuitive, and she was on a vacation actually with her family, just going camping. And by then she was on crutches, and because her leg was not doing well at all. And her aunt had giardia, which is a form of dysentery that you get from river or stream water, so your stomach feels horrible. So her aunt was stuck in the tent feeling horrible. And she said, well, let me do a reading on your body and see what's going on. And she just got this hit when she went up to connect that she got this message to command God to reveal the symptoms of this condition and then command God to heal it. And she's like, okay, I'll do that. And this woman healed instantly. So when she got back from that weekend and she was literally walking through the door of her storefront, she made a deal with God and said, okay, look, you heal me right now, I'm going to do that again. If you heal me right now, I will figure out what this is, how it works, and I will teach it anywhere you want in the world. Mm. And so she had an instant healing. And people who see her x-ray, like doctors who have seen her x-ray after that, say that woman died. So it's really interesting how that worked.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then that's when she found out. She had some friends who were scientists, and they hooked her up to the EEG and found out that she was actually in the theta state, which was, you know, what yogis would take 20 or 30 years of meditation to get into, and she got in 30 seconds.
Wow.
So that's how the whole process started.
Absolutely amazing. How exciting. So
yeah.
You've chosen as your topic today powerful relationships.
Right.
And it struck me as a great topic, and we're certainly living at a time when it's a very intense time. This week I had calls from two very close women friends who I've known, very capable women, one who was having her house foreclosed and was getting ready to move out, another who was trying to sell her house before she lost it. I heard from a very good friend of mine, a guy who had suddenly lost his job, and he had a very, you know, a very high-level executive job, and another friend who was moving across the country. And these are challenging times for people. I'm wondering why you pick powerful relationships and what kind of issues you're seeing in your practice, because you have a very busy private practice, and I'm sure right now there are a lot of people coming to see you.
Yeah, there are. I think, you know, the subjects that are coming up the most when I thought about that for a while was money, which, you know, crosses over to what you're talking about, and people's relationships that they have with their, you know, trying to either bring in their romantic soulmate or just trying to work on the relationship they're already in.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two of the things that I'm seeing a lot of. And the amazing thing about now, too, I have to say that I'm seeing, like, just incredible results from this work very quickly. And they're just happening immediately all the time now in my practice. And I'm assuming that's because people are really ready for a healing. So I think that, you know, when I pray for the people who will come to me to work with me, I always pray for someone who's really ready now. It's like kind of enough already. I know what
right.
I do. I've been doing it a long time, and then I ignored it. I really do know I'm stubborn here. I know I'm self-sabotaging here. Let's just get rid of it. You know, like, let's finally do something about it. And that's what's happening. So I think at the same time that there is a lot of struggle going on out there, like you said, there's a lot of healing when you're open to it. And I believe that, like, communities like this, there are pockets all over the world of incredible healing energy that really help everybody get better. And I do believe that, you know, that this work is one thing. I mean, look at all the people that have participated in your show, in your teleclass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all through all of the areas are there for healing, and there's just remarkable healers out there. So, and that's one of the things that I really love about Theta Healing is that it honors all types of healing. It doesn't shut out medicine and say, you only can come to me and you can't go to your doctor. Or it says, do everything you can to get better. And to me, that's really important. So, you know, like for money, I was going to tell you, I have a client that I just started seeing recently. I think we've seen each other like 3 or 4 times. And just this wonderful man. He's a construction designer. And he has been out of work for 6 months. And it was really, really getting to him. And he found me and wanted to get rid of this. And he was so used to being, he was so used to not getting the jobs that when he was bidding for them, then the expectation became that mm-hmm. he didn't get the job,
sure.
You know, which led for more jobs, you know, led him to have more jobs that he was turned down for. But when we got to the root of this, really in the first session, and we healed it, he got a job within a few days with someone who started referring him to other people. And now he cancels appointments with me because he has too much work.
We love it. That's so great.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And he is so delighted and joyful and standing in his power. And it's just changing his relationship with himself because this was someone who was really good at what they were doing, like your friends. They're very good at what they do, but they're not getting the right attention. The energy is not occurring for them in the right way. So, so that was a really absolutely incredible one. And I had this other one that was really great with money with a hedge fund investor. And she came to me because she had had a losing streak for months and months, and she had lost a ton of money. And she knew she could turn it around. So we started working on this. And when we got to the bottom of the issue, it was really interesting because first everything else in her life started getting better. Her family life, her marriage. And she came back and she said, how come everything else is getting better in my life, but the money hasn't changed? And what we had to figure out, you know, in this work, one of the most, you know, crucial questions to ask somebody, and it's a good question for everyone to ask themselves, is how does it serve you to be in your funk? You know, whatever that is, how does it serve you to be single and not find the right person for you? How does it serve you to make less money than you know you can? And we figured that out with her. What were the benefits? And she realized that, this I thought was so interesting, she realized that she didn't want to stay at this job, and so she thought if she started making money back, she'd have to stay at her job.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't be able to be with her family again and raise her kids and spend more time doing that. And once we changed that, she didn't come to me for like 3 weeks. And when she came back, she said she had made $14 million back in that time.
Wow.
And
amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Now, she's a hedge fund investor. She didn't invest a quarter and come back with $14 million.
Right.
She invested a lot of money.
She has the capacity
finally,
to do that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, those kinds of things happen, and they're really, really incredible. So, and the other thing is about relationships. And I've had a lot of people, you know, finding their soulmates. I just worked with someone, I'll use like the most immediate one. I was just talking to this woman today who has been a client of mine for a while. And, you know, every once in a while she comes to me. Sometimes people come and they have like a project, you know, like they say, I want to work on this issue. And once it's done, you know, see you later till I have another issue. And she had been married originally and was widowed and then had a period of years where she dated other people and she couldn't find the right man. And in December of this year, she had been with someone that she thought was it. He was the guy. And he just started behaving in a way that said he wasn't. And so I actually helped her through the breakup of that and helped her come to terms with that's what needed to be done, and that's why she called, because she really wanted to gain the strength to do what she knew she needed to do. And the most amazing thing happened out of that, because she let go of him, and somebody that she had already befriended came into the picture more and helped her through the breakup more, and they realized that they were in love, and she is now moving there, and they have plans to be married, and this is her soulmate. So by letting go of this other possibility came someone who had been there. You know, it's sort of like God had the inside joke, you know.
Right.
And that was a really amazing story.
Amazing. Those are great stories. So part of the power of theta is the ability to help people let go of beliefs that they've been holding on to.
Yeah.
And also, in doing that, of course, it actually shifts, it shifts their vibration, because they're at one energetic level, and as they're able to release these things, suddenly their energy shifts and they're able to draw in all kinds of wonderful things. And I love the other thing that you said, because we are in this time where there is an acceleration. Everything is moving so quickly, and we're manifesting quickly, whether it's for good or for bad, depending on where our energy is and what our thoughts are. And this is a process that really helps us shift our, identify and shift the states of mind, but in a very gentle way and loving way.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly that's my experience with you. Well, you know, I really think, and I know you agree with me, that the best way to give people an experience of this is to start taking questions that people are asking on the webcast, and some people have already put up their hands and have questions, so that we can introduce, have you give them the experience of what it's like to work with you and what it's like to experience theta. So should we do that?
That would be fun. I'd love to.
Okay, cool. Let's go and see. We'll start on the webcast before we go live.
Okay.
Anita is asking, can you please help? I seem to have a very difficult time getting along with a coworker and my live-in family members. I seem to put up some kind of energetic guard when I'm around them, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, I thought there was more to the story. Okay.
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, Anita, you have touched upon actually a subject in that I have an MP3 recording about getting along and getting things done with your coworkers when they're difficult to work with. So what I want to do with everyone here right now, so that everyone understands the process, is that I go into a meditation, I connect to God and ask God to do a healing on you. Now, I'm going to ask you if I can come into your space. And what's important for everyone on this call to do is to say yes, if that's something that they want. And then what happens physiologically, like I said before, is your brainwaves go into the theta state, and we can access your subconscious mind with your permission. That's why you need to say yes if you want it. If you don't want it, don't say yes. That's absolutely fine. I can't perform anything on you. I can't do anything to you. This is all different forms of unconditional love that's coming into your body. So it's really for you to accept or decide that you don't want to. And so you need to be able to just say yes when that happens. And for Anita, basically what I'm going to do is take what's going on with Anita and assume that since we are all on a call together, that we all have similar issues. So I'm going to ask Anita if I can come into her space, but really everybody. And then when I ask if you'd like a download, it's going to be for everyone. So just say, oh, yes, I would like a download on this, and or just say yes. And all of that stuff will come to you and Anita, okay? So those are the ground rules. So is it okay for everyone if I come into your space?
Okay.
It means you too, Adelaide.
Yes.
Say yes. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going into the meditation. I'm asking God to do a healing on everyone here. Okay. So Anita, you were saying that you find it, was it that you find it difficult to, can you read the question again?
Yes, I will. She says, I seem to have a very difficult time getting along with a coworker and my live-in family members. I seem to put up some kind of energetic guard when I'm around them, or vice versa.
Okay, great. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Sometimes when you go into the theta state, you get a little daffy for a second, and you forget stuff, so this is important. It's important to get it back. Okay. All right, so the first thing, Anita, that we're going to do with everybody is I'm going to give you all the basics so that you can receive any healing and keep it, okay? So first of all, would you like God's definition of what unconditional love is? Remember to say yes out loud. There we go. Now, would you like to know what it feels like to what unconditional love feels like?
Yes.
Remember, say yes out loud. Good. Okay. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Would you like to know what God's definition of joy is?
Oh, yes.
Yay. This one, those are always fun to get again and again and again. They only make life better. And would you like to know what God's joy feels like?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Would you like to know what it feels like to be worthy of love from God's perspective?
Yes.
And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to keep every healing you get?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. Okay, so here we are. So Anita, what's going on with you is there's a safety issue. I don't feel like you feel safe at all. And you don't necessarily even feel safe in your body. So would you like to know from God's perspective what safe, feeling safe feels like and being safe feels like? There we go. And would you like to know from God's perspective that it's safe for you to be in your body?
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of people are really sensitive, especially intuitive people, and we tend to like jump out of our bodies when something traumatic happens. Mm-hmm. And we tend to spend a lot of time outside of our body, and when you don't feel safe, that's what you do. And that way, sometimes you get more unconscious about what's going on around you. So is it okay if you learn how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out?
Yes.
From God's perspective. All right. Yay. Good. And would you like to know what that feels like to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out?
Yes.
Okay. There's some discomfort with being on Earth. I know that kind of sounds funny. But I just don't feel like you feel very comfortable in your body. So let's show you how, from God's perspective, to feel comfortable on Earth, how to feel comfortable in your body, and show you what that feels like. There we go. And show you how to unconditionally accept yourself from God's perspective. And then know what that feels like. And show you how to live on the planet Earth with grace and ease and your highest and best and most benevolent, with the most benevolent outcome and what that feels like. And also, actually, since you were talking about walls, is it okay if God shows you how to have healthy boundaries and what healthy boundaries are from God's perspective?
Yes.
And this is really important in any relationship. And I know we might end up talking about this later, but it's coming up right now, that really the bottom line in having powerful relationships and creating them into different areas of your life is really loving yourself unconditionally. Because when you love yourself unconditionally, when you support yourself unconditionally and accept yourself unconditionally, you have really good boundaries. And you know when someone's too close or too far away, but you never allow anyone to take advantage of you. You never allow anybody to walk all over you. You never feel like you've been taken advantage of. So there's no resentment. towards yourself or other people. And it really helps you lead a life where you're bringing in good fortune because you also feel deserving of that love. And good fortune is just another form of that. And so let's show you what it feels like to be worthy of good fortune from God's perspective. And know who you are from God's perspective. So really deeply understand who you are and know what it feels like to unconditionally support yourself from God's perspective. And know that it's possible to be unconditionally supported and self-supported. And understand that self-support means not that you have to do everything yourself, but it means that the right people come in to help you at the right time when you need that. I was just talking to a wonderful client of mine who we've been talking every week, and I couldn't talk to her for 2 weeks. And during that time, it was really funny, she met somebody really wonderful who came in and started helping her with her life, just a stranger who said, "Wow, you're a really wonderful person. I'd like to be there for you." And we looked at that and went, "Wow, you just got supported, you know?" And it was just this wonderful, incredible thing. And that's what self-support is about. Everyone swoops in at the right time. And okay, and then let's just show you that you don't have to do everything alone, because that's what I'm getting is kind of at the bottom of this, that you feel alone. So God's going to show you what it feels like to be connected to that God energy, which is another version of that, or the other way we can say it is connected to all there is. So let's let you know that you're connected to all there is, all life, and all love, and that that's your birthright. There you go. All right, Anita, I think that should get you on your way here. Do we have another question?
Yes, we do. This is a question, and what I'm going to do, folks, because I know we have hands up, I'm going to take a couple of questions on the webcast, and then we're going to talk about something, and then we'll come back and take some of you who have had your hands up live. So just giving you a sense of how we're doing this. Okay, can Theta Healing work to shift my energy so my condo sells so I can move, so I can get back to Canada and make an income? My condo has been on the market for years. I can't wait much longer. I need a shift. Can Theta do this?
Yes. What's her name?
She doesn't give her name.
Ah, okay. So person who doesn't give your name, who the person who hasn't given their name here but wants to sell your condo, is it okay if I come into your space? And hopefully you're saying yes right now, and everybody else. I know I'm already in everybody's space anyways. I'm just alerting that.
Okay, we're all saying yes.
our lovely phantom. And let me just see what's going on here. Okay. So, okay. There's a few things that are going on just a little bit because the market has been so down that I feel like at the moment, taking it off the market might be okay, that sometimes when you have something on the market for a really long time, then realtors don't look at it anymore. So you have to, a lot of times they'll take things off the market to make it look new again. So I kind of getting a sense that it might behoove you actually in order to sell it to take it off the market for a little bit of time and then bring it back. And also you've got to kind of come back with, like you said, different energy. So let's just, there's a lot of disappointment around this that you got in at the wrong time. There's sort of, it almost feels like you're not forgiving yourself in a way that you made a bad decision. And so is it okay if God gives you an understanding of the decision that you made about buying this condo in the first place and wanting to get out at a time when the market is down? So let's give you guys understanding of that. And for everyone else, it might just be, you know, giving you an understanding of a decision that you've been down on yourself for, that you've been punishing yourself for. So that's what God's going to give you right now. I feel like there's a lot of self-punishment here. Ooh, big. So is it okay if God heals that self-punishment. It's more of a pattern of beating yourself up, and that's a form of self-sabotage. So we can all relate to that. I don't know anyone who's never beaten themselves up about something. So let's show you, have God show you what self-sabotage really does, what beating yourself up really does. And also show you, like we said, what are the benefits that you were seeking from going back in time and beating yourself up about this decision. And what I get is that there's this effort to want to learn so that you can move on in your life and really accept a lot of good fortune and move on to be successful and happy. So is it okay if God shows you that you can be successful and happy, you can move on without using self-sabotage as the tool to get you there? I hope you're all saying yes for this one, because that's a really
good.
Yeah. And would you like to know that you can be successful, and in this case, you can sell your condo without punishing yourself? There. And there's also a lot of stuff about failure that's coming up. Okay. So failure. People get freaked out about failure. Two things people get freaked out about: failure and being wrong. They kind of have the same sort of vibration to them. So let's give you God's definition of what failure really is. And I always say this: failure is a mistake. That's all. And the most successful people in the world will tell you that they fail all the time. They just look at it as a mistake, go, okay, what did I do? Okay, I got to fix that thing, and then I got to fix this over here. And then once I do that, it actually should run well. And then they move ahead, and they just keep going ahead. And it's not that they don't look back at all, but the level of which that some of us look back when we're in this place of beating ourselves up is we hang out in the past. We dwell here, and that's not a great place to do it, and it's very harmful to us. So let's just show you how to do it from God's perspective in a way that will bring you joy and success, and show you how to look forward to bring that, how to learn from your mistakes with grace and ease, and know that you can learn the easy way. Thank you very much. Okay, there it is. Because a lot of us think that you can only learn the hard way. So if any of you have that and that resonates, would you like God to change that belief?
Yes.
So that in, know that you were worthy of learning the easy way, that you have done a lot of work on yourself. If you are on this call, if you are in this community, you're somebody who is interested in healing and have been interested for a while, so you've been doing the work. And understand, all of that counts. And like I say, all of the stories that you heard me talk about with Theta so far, and these people finding instant this and instant that, that also comes from all of the work they did before. And then this session, because maybe that's all they needed, just to get that scooped out, and then everything else was there, and maybe that's right for you too. There we go. And there's a lot of trauma in, you've been traumatizing yourself by beating yourself up from this, so is it okay if we release all the trauma, that God releases the trauma that you've experienced from beating yourself up about a decision that you disagree with now, that you made? There we go. Nice. Okay, I'm just watching that trauma leave your body. There we go. Almost done. Feel that coming off your back, and remember, your back kind of holds a lot of burdens. And this has become a burden to sell this property. So is it okay if God takes that burden off your shoulders? And for anybody else, if they have a burden right now, that God take that away from you?
Yes.
Yes. Just think of one, and it'll be like, yahoo! We'll just go. There you go. Just feel that leave your body. God has much bigger shoulders. Much more well-developed. There we go. And then there's some vows here to save the world. Is it okay if God completes and finishes those for you? This is a good one to say yes to also.
Yes.
And then there's vows here to heal the world. And is it okay if God completes and finishes those?
Yes.
Okay. And then, and be able to feel comfortable and know to feel comfortable with your own decisions and give you God's discernment so that you can make decisions from this, from discernment instead of fear.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And really get an understanding of when it is that you should come back on the market with this condo and what the price is that will sell it now. And listen, you know, and find the right people, and we'll bring in, have God bring in the right people to help you with that now and have you be open to that and be ready for change. And God's going to show you how to be ready for change and positive change in your life, because you've been kind of going on this trail of, oh, God, I'm going downhill, oh, my God, I'm in hit bottom, I got to get there before I hit bottom. So let's just change the trajectory, okay, and change your perception. We'll give you God's understanding of what's really happening versus what you think is happening, because I keep hearing you're just fine. You just got to shift this energy right now, and that's what's happening. Okay. All right, I think that's complete now.
Wonderful.
Yay.
So what I'd like to do is to invite the two people who got coached, if they want to, Anita, if you or this lady who had this coaching, if you feel like sharing something, to come on the line, and we will bring you in. That would be great. And what I want to do now, because we're, you know, the time is going, and don't worry, you're going to have more opportunities for Karen to coach. I do want to tell you about her special offer, which is at www.e.edwardzebra.com/Karen. And you should know this by now, www.ez.com/Karen. I really asked Karen to do something a little bit different in terms of how she created her package. And I chose Karen and Laurie and brought them to the community because I think they're remarkable healers. And I want people to have an opportunity to work with healers on their issues, and if you choose to have that. And so Karen has created a multi-layered special offer. So Karen, let's just tell them what that is and give them an opportunity to look at what's there. Tell them what you what was behind your Making Life Happen package, and tell them what they get, and then we'll, you know, tell them about the opportunity to actually work one-on-one with you, and you're literally just getting a little bit of a taste of that now. But you actually have an opportunity to work one-on-one with Karen. So, Karen, would you tell them about the Making Life Happen package?
Sure. That's behind door number one, I think. this was a really incredible experience when I was speaking with Adelaide about this, and she told me what it is that she was looking to get. Basically, what you're going to get are 25 MP3 recordings, which turn out to be more than 10 hours of theta healing. So each one, there's 25 different subjects that I delve into, and anywhere from a few minutes to 10 minutes to 25 to 40 minutes, they're all sort of different, so I can't give you the breakdown of every single one of them. But essentially, I went to all the areas in life. Essentially, I tried to go into the major areas of life that people usually need healings in. So if it's okay, can I read off, is that okay to read off what they are, or do you want me to
Well,
give it to
because they because they actually can look at the page.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we need to do that. If you want to highlight a couple of things,
okay,
that's fine. But they are actually, they can go there to ez.com/Karen. For those who are on the phone and maybe don't have a computer, maybe you can hit some of the highlights.
Sure. Okay. So, the highlights. You can go up into the Theta Meditation with me. So, that's really important to do that, to get to the experience of what it feels like to go into literally into the meditation. You can use all of these MP3s over and over on different you know, whenever you're having different issues around these titles. But essentially with this one, you can go in and anything that you want healed, you can just plug it into the meditation, and that will happen for you. We talk about, there's a teleclass, Making Money Happen, which is about helping you change your damaging belief systems around money so that you can bring more money in. There's one for love so that you can bring your soulmate in. There's one called Healing Your Heart, which is about dealing with people's, your family relationships, because, you know, around the holidays, everyone is, a lot of people dread going back to their families because it kind of throws them back in their childhood and they go back to being 4 years old or 12 years old and acting immaturely and, you know, everybody starts acting like kids again. So this is an opportunity to heal your family issues before you get there so that you can change those relationships. Because the truth is with all of this that once you have resolved your stuff around whatever the issue is, like if it's your family, they cannot relate to you in the same way anymore because you won't be dancing the same way anymore. And they will just get it subconsciously that something different and they can't be the same. So there's also stuff on relaxation. One of my favorite ones and one of the shortest ones is called 40 Winks. And you can actually download sleep. When I had my baby, you know, when you breastfeed, you're up every 3 hours, regardless of what's really happening in your brain and or how tired you are. And I would download sleep to myself for every single one of these, and it saved my life. I did not turn into a crazy person because of that. So
that's
I highly recommend that one. So, so there's one basically on getting a good night's sleep to be able to fall asleep, and then one if you didn't get a good night's sleep, you can download as many hours as your body needs. And essentially, you're giving your mind, like we said, your subconscious a suggestion that you are getting this sleep now. And it's really kind of cool because you can feel it. You might feel it a little bit, and then when you start walking around, you're like, oh, actually, I'm starting to feel up. And then you forget about it, and you start going on with your day. And that's how I know it works. Stuff about clearing clutter, which I definitely needed healing with. About business. And being able to negotiate, being able to deal with people who are difficult to deal with at work, like we said. Let me see what else. Enhancing your gut instinct. So, and dealing with overwhelm.
Great. Forgiveness. The intuition. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Forgiveness, being grateful, learning about healthy boundaries, balancing your body, bringing in the right things at the right time, creating opportunities.
So as all of you can hear, what's really lovely about this is that Karen has literally created 25 theta healing sessions that cover the spectrum. And as I'm seeing some of the questions that you're asking, you also can know that these sessions can really support you in the shifts that you want to make. So we wanted to create something that was affordable. This package is at $97, and it certainly is worth way, way, way more than that. And in terms of the power to transform and shift these areas in your life. So I asked her to create a package that people could really use and they could afford, that they could really use to make the shifts in their lives. I did also ask Karen, though, to have an option for people who want to work with her. And I wanted you to have an option so that you could actually get some work done. So what she agreed to do was to give you 4 30-minute scheduled phone sessions. And that's working one-on-one with Karen. So I had to persuade her to take a chunk of time out of her schedule to accommodate you guys. I think that I have a sense that you, as you listen to this call, you'll have a sense of the extraordinary gifts that she has as a theta healer. And to have that one-on-one opportunity to talk about what is going on with you and to go deeper and to get to those core issues is a real opportunity. And her sessions are usually $175 an hour. The four sessions are valued at $350, but she agreed to give you a $100 discount. So you get four sessions for only $250. So for those of you who that speaks you to, I really think that that is a it's a wonderful opportunity, and working with Karen is truly life-changing. And then finally, we, for those of you who like to have everything, we've given you an option so that you could actually have both, and you can get the sessions that she has created, and you can have the one-on-one as well, which obviously can really help you accelerate and move through a lot in your life and make some very powerful transformations. So I think, Karen, I want to thank you because I know the power of what you have created, and I appreciate your making that available to our community. Thank you.
My pleasure. My honor.
So now I want to go back to the people who are on the phone and see if any of the people who are on the phone are perhaps some of the individuals who have something to say. I'm looking to see if they are, and I don't know that they are. So I'm going to take a couple of the people who've had their hands for a while, and we'll take some people on the calls. And just so you all know, Karen agreed to actually give you extra time tonight, so we'll be able to take several calls on the phone. My request, of course, is please, if you could be lasered about what it is you need so that you can get the benefit of her asking you questions and for you to really get as much help as possible. So I will go to our first caller, and that is someone in Taos, New Mexico. Hello.
Hello. This is Karina.
Hi.
I have been off the grid in every way for so many years. I haven't worked. I haven't been in a relationship. All I've been doing is inner work. And now I feel like in order to do anything, it's going to take a major shift. And I kind of don't know even how to put a first foot forward.
Okay. What did you say your name was again?
Karina.
Karina?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Oh, I know you, I think, right? Did we talk?
Yes.
Or no? Okay, we did talk. Okay, sure. She had emailed me.
Okay.
We had a previous, yes, I recognize your name. So, Karina, let me just look. Is it okay if I come into your space?
Please, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, so you said that you've been working on yourself for 6 years, but you feel like you can't move forward. Is that what you're talking about?
It's more like 13, and I'm not even sure I should move forward. You know, I feel like I need to participate on another level, and not really clear what that would look like.
Okay. Okay. What was the original event that caused you to go off the grid 13 years ago?
I inherited some money, and I felt like the best way I could use it would do my own inner work.
Okay. What were you doing before that?
Design.
Design, like computer design? Or
A graphic product set, interior. But now I'm feeling more drawn to healing arts.
Mm-hmm.
Because of after all this time of working on myself, I feel like I have this bounty of experience, but I don't know what to do with it.
Okay. All right. So cool. So you've been working on yourself for a while. You've gotten out of, have you been in contact with other people, or have you been more by yourself, or how is, when you're saying you're off the grid, I'm assuming that means you quit your job.
I don't work. I have a few friends that I'm really intimate with, but it's really pretty much a solo path.
Okay. It's a solo path. So, okay. So, because the first thing I was picking up actually was this sort of monk-like journey that you've been on.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Right. Okay. So is it okay if we give you God's understanding on that and let you know how much you've grown from your journey in the past 13 years?
Let's yes.
Give you an idea of how much you've expanded. And this is for everyone. So everyone can say yes, and they can find out how they've been doing the last 13 years. Okay. Okay. So all right, here we go. Okay, good. Okay, so there is this belief that you have that the way to connect to God and, like, inner God, you know, because they're kind of the same thing, was to be alone to do it. So is it okay if God lets you know that it's possible that you can have this close relationship with God? You can be in all there is energy without secluding yourself?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And these are, a lot of times people have these beliefs, they're either genetic or they're past life beliefs that this is the only way to seek God. So God's just letting you know the truth on that, and that you can seek God and be with God without doing this. You also have vows here to be a monk, to what is this? It's like to receive God's light alone. And is it okay if God completes and finishes those vows for you?
Yes. Yes.
And mostly when people are healers, they tend to have one of these somewhere. And that you feel the most connected to God when you're alone. And is it okay if God expands that for you and that lets you know that it's possible for you to be entirely connected to God without being alone?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel like something was going on with you that you wanted to escape from. Because I feel like you're jumping off from something. And did you stay connected to your family?
No.
Okay. Is there something going on with your dad?
No.
There's nothing going on with your dad?
No.
No. So did you have an okay relationship with him? Because he's coming up, and I'm just trying to figure out why he's coming up.
Boy, not really, but he's been out of body since like the 70s.
So he died in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this started for you in the 90s, I'm assuming, or in the 90s. Okay. How did he die?
Just kind of faded out. He was an alcoholic and a gambler, and he just sort of died alone.
Died. And how old were you when that happened?
About 19, 20.
You were about 20. And how was your relationship with him before he died?
He really wasn't in the picture. You know, he wasn't really dad. He was pretty much on his own place.
Okay. All right. Okay, so he went off in his journey, which was alcoholism.
Right.
And he went off the grid that way, and then you went off the grid into spirituality. So it's sort of interesting. You see the pattern there?
So, well, I never would have, no.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay, so let's give you guys understanding of your father and why your father took that path, okay?
Okay.
And for everybody else, you can say why your father chose the life that he chose. I'll give you God's understanding on that, because that's real important for you to know, too. Okay. So there's a lot of abandonment around him, clearly, because of his illness. So is it okay if God heals that abandonment that you felt from him?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of, like, he loves alcohol more than he loves me. And so God's really letting you understand the illness of alcoholism so you understand the accuracy of that statement and how it's sort of, you're setting it up so that you're a victim of it. There we go. And is it okay if God releases you from being a victim of alcoholism?
Yes.
Okay. And anybody else who has that, because I'm sure there's got to be some people here who have alcoholic parents or siblings or have had drinking issues themselves. Show you who you are from God's perspective, living without being a victim of alcoholism on any level. Okay. Let's see. Is it okay if you know what a father's love feels like?
Yes.
Okay. And from God's perspective, and know what your father's unconditional love feels like from his highest and most evolved self?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Cool. And would you like to know what his unconditional support feels like from his highest and most evolved place inside him?
Yes.
Okay. Let you know what it feels like to be supported by your dad unconditionally. And would you like to know what it feels like to have a reliable dad?
Yes.
Okay. And know what it would have felt like to have him be a reliable dad?
Yes.
And would you like to know what it feels like to be unconditionally accepted by your father from that same place?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here comes. Aha. Oh, here's a good one. You'll love this one. Would you like to? There's a few things that happen. The three R's, my teacher calls it the three R's, rejection, regret, and resentment. And so would you like to let go of the regret you have for choosing your father on a soul level?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, awesome. Let's just open that up as wide as we can. Let's make sure everybody's chakras are really nice and wide so that when they're releasing things that they do that with grace and ease. There we go. Okay, so just releasing that regret to God. You don't need it anymore. Okay. And then is it okay if you release his rejection of you because of due to his illness?
Yes.
Okay. So let's release that out of your field, all levels, all lifetime. There we go. And then children of alcoholics tend to have a lion's share of anger about having to be the adult in the relationship. Since, you know, when people go into that state, they tend to want to be taken care of. So is it okay if you let go of the resentment you have towards your father for being an alcoholic?
Yes.
And for affecting your life so deeply?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's release that. And there's hatred and rage there. That's nice. Let's get all that out of there. The resentment's leaving your kidneys, which is your blood filter. You're going to have happy blood after this. Much cleaner. Okay. I'm just watching that resentment and that hatred and all that rage leave your body. And it's like black smoke coming up out of your body. I don't know. Can you feel anything? Sometimes people feel things, and sometimes you don't feel anything. And the whole deal is that because as the practitioner, as long as I witness it occurring, it is occurring. And you may discover it more, you know, later after the session. But can you feel any of this energy leaving you?
No, I just absolutely know this is a subconscious thing because none of what you're saying was on a conscious level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really deep. Sometimes when you get really deep, too, so you get really tired. So sometimes that happens, too. Okay, let's go. Doesn't always happen, but you. What also happens is that over the next 3, 4, or 5 days, you're going to be processing this during your sleep. So know that. Okay, let's see if there's anything else. And let's heal this relationship with your father. Is that okay?
Yes.
And when we say healing, all the soul fragments, all the times that he hurt you, you gave up a little pieces of your soul to him and he gave some up to you. And so when we do the healing, those soul fragments go back up to God, get cleaned and washed and return to him, and you get yours back. Okay, so let's do that.
Yes.
And then, okay, here we go. Just finish up here. Whoa. And then heal your broken heart around him. Just have God heal your broken heart around him.
Yeah.
Real important. All right. So I have a feeling this is going to be cycling for a little bit longer for you.
Okay.
So just be with it and see. But I just wanted to, you really, it's just important for you to understand that you can also be connected to your father and love your father without going down his own, his path in your way. Okay. Which means that without going off the grid anymore. That you've done it, that you've completed this stage of your life, and that you're ready to come back and feel comfortable with people and coming back into that. And as that happens, you're going to get a lot more clarity about what you want to do.
And, you know. Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Great. Great. We have a question that I just want you to answer, Karen. Can people listen to the MP3s in their sleep?
That's an interesting question. Well, there's one that helps you fall asleep. That one's the closest one. When you do these aren't really subconscious recordings in that way because you need to be up and saying yes to the healing session. So, because like I said, I can't do anything to you with these meditations without your consent. So that if you're asleep, you you're not giving your consent. And there's no way to do this blanket one yes at the beginning and not say anything after that. You really need to constantly say yes and be a part of it. So I would say that only use the one that makes you helps you fall asleep. But other than that, be awake. Be very awake.
Be very awake. Okay, great.
Yes.
All right, we have someone who has had her hand up, actually, since before the call started. So I do think we should take her call.
Wonderful.
Hello, this is Durango, Colorado. Hello.
Oh, bless your beautiful heart. You have no idea. I got bounced off the call and had to call back in. I was like, oh, no way am I going to get to talk to her now.
Luckily,
no,
I saw your name and I knew you were there.
Thank you so much, Adelaide. I do really, really appreciate that. And you know what's interesting is most of what you've
Well, introduce yourself, Melanie, just for Karen's sake.
Hi, Karen. This is Melanie. Thank
Hello.
You so much for working with me. And most of what you've done so far has been very relevant to my life as well, so thank you
Great.
For that. I've done a good bit of theta, and I understand that it's like peeling layers of an onion or something, because I've not worked with you, but I've not had any significant or noticeable changes with it. And for the longest time, I've been working on this really ridiculous belief that came from, who knows, childhood, other lifetimes, whatever. Just the very simple belief that I never get what I want, to the point that I called in early to talk to you and got bounced off the call. I mean, it's stuff like that.
It's such a well-developed belief.
It's
wow,
huge. It's
funny.
Huge. And it really is painting my life. I mean, who wants to live a life in which you never get what you want? That's kind of boring and really unpleasant. And so I would love it if there's any insight you could give on that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question. How has it served you to never get what you want?
Okay, now I'm getting intellectual on it. That what I've decided is it must have something to do with proving whatever aspect of me believes that gets to be right.
Right, okay, so that's a good thing. Okay, so let's go from there. Okay, so how does it serve you or benefit you to be right and know you're right?
Wow. I don't know. I guess that would be some sort of an ego boost. I mean, everybody wants to be right. Nobody enjoys being wrong. So it must be an ego thing.
I say ego thing. I would also say it kind of gives you some power, too, doesn't it?
Oh, what a crummy way to wield power. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It's all right. It doesn't matter because your subconscious wants to get somewhere positive with this. Okay, so that's where we're going. So you have that ego boost. You have that power. I feel like there's a confidence involved in that. Like, hey, maybe I really do know something about the world because I keep proving this right, right?
Right.
And as you know something about the world, that you've got this thing pegged, right? As you know something about the world that for sure is, it's a truth, how does that make you feel to know the world and to know this truth? And I'm not saying to know that you never get what you want, but just to have a truth that you know is, you know, you have.
Ooh, that's really big because right mm-hmm. now my belief for the most part has been shaken in almost everything, and yet I can believe in that because I know that that's real. So it's giving me something to hold on to in some perverse way.
Great. Okay, so knowing that you have something to hold on to, how does that benefit you? How does that make you feel in a positive way?
I don't feel like I'm free-falling through a black hole.
Right. Okay, so it stops you from free-falling. Does it?
Yeah.
And so you sort of, I almost see like hands underneath you, you know, like holding you like you're a little chick, you know, a little furry chick, and there's these beautiful hands underneath that are saving you. And so in a way, and tell me if this sounds about right or resonates, that in a way it's like you're being cradled by God, you're being held by God. You know, this force greater than yourself that is taking this vulnerable little chick and cradling you and showing you that you're okay, that you're going to be safe and you're going to be okay.
Ooh, that's big too, because that's what I desperately want. I
right.
used to feel that way in my life, and I don't anymore. And
right.
I crave
okay.
it to feel that safety.
Okay,
that
so if you feel that, if you feel safe and cradled by God and taken care of by God, is there anything better than that for you? Or is
Not
that?
Not much.
Yeah. Okay, so is it okay if God shows you that you are safe, what it feels like to be safe, what it feels like to be cradled by God, to be held up by God, without believing that you never get what you want?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so there we go. Let's have God change that for you right now. And let you know and give you God's definition of what the unknown is. And what God's definition of the unknown is like a ball of clay, and it's got your hands on it and God's hands on it. And you get to shape it any way you want. And so it's important for you to know that right now. Okay? So that what you want, it being clear about what you want and thanking God for having it, you know, if you know about the manifestation technique,
right.
It's about saying, thank you, God, for having this in my life now.
Right. Yeah.
And so for having what it is that you want instead of just wanting it. Okay? And let's just show you how to do that and show everybody here how to manifest what they want as if they have it. And to be in that theta state, in that relaxed state. Go into that. There you go. And let's show you that you're worthy of God's love without denying yourself what you want. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay, there you go. All righty. That feels good. Okay? And it feels like you're really ready to heal now. And I feel like maybe before you were getting ready to be ready. And now you're ready. So it just happened. So let's show you who you are from God's perspective, being able to manifest exactly what it is that you do want and having the clarity to be able to understand what it is that you want and how to get there from God's perspective. Is that okay?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Cool. That feels good. Can you feel that energy coming through you?
Yes, I do, actually. It feels really good.
Yeah. It is amazing. All right. And let's just let you just finish that with just having God just bring everybody into the state of joy, filling you with God's joy and filling you with God's unconditional love. There we go.
Mm.
There you go. How do you feel now?
Oh, that feels really good. That brings tears to my eyes, but in the joy, the way of joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels
awesome.
Really good.
Awesome. Good for you. That was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Adelaide. Much love.
That's wonderful. Okay, so we are complete. Are there other questions, Adelaide, from other people? Okay, I'm not hearing Adelaide anywhere. April?
Ah, you're not hearing me.
Now I hear you. Okay.
Okay, I think I actually must have muted myself.
I thought maybe you started reading, you know, got into
a really great magazine
article.
No. I was having a conversation with you, and I was muted out. So I was quite happily talking and didn't realize you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I was
That was terrific, Karen. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're
We're actually at the hour and a quarter mark.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, and I know because we still have a lot of hands up and people are still have a lot of questions on the webcast, but I hope that I actually sense that this has given you an opportunity to get a sense of the power of theta healing and how Karen actually works with her clients. And it does take time with each individual, but as you can see on that call with Melanie, she worked with Karen for maybe 12 minutes and was able to have several shifts in how she perceived things and sort of releasing. So it gives you an opportunity to see that. Karen, before I close out the call, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, first of all, I wanted to let everybody know that I'm teaching how to do this work. It's called Basic DNA, and I'm teaching it in Marina Del Rey, Los Angeles, California, June 1st through the 3rd at a place called Creative Chakra Spa. It's like right on the beach. It's really beautiful. And I'm also teaching the Advanced DNA or the Advanced Theta Healing class the next weekend, Friday through Sunday, June 8th through 10th at the same place at Creative Chakra Spa. So I wanted to let everybody know that if this experience is bringing you a curiosity on how to do this and how to have this kind of coping skill for yourself, I have to say that I thank God every day that I have it. It's a really great way to do it, and it's really fun. I'm teaching it with my teaching partner, Karen Ross, who's also a Master Theta Healer and a wonderful, wonderful teacher, and she's one of my best friends, so we have a lot of fun doing it. So I invite you to come and check that out. It's on my website. It is on the sales page also for you to get. You can look down the sales page, and at the bottom they talk about these classes. And, you know, please feel free to contact me through my email, which is karen@thinktheta.com.
There we go.
Yes.
So let's get your bookmarker.
Hello, who is that?
Yes.
Could you mute yourself? Someone is on the line, so if you just mute yourself, that would be great. Thank you. And sorry, Karen.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, other than that, you know, I just hope that everybody enjoys this work and as much as I do. You know, I just feel very blessed to be here and be able to facilitate that for other people, and it has absolutely changed my life in a way that I probably wouldn't have occurred if I hadn't found this. So I share that with everyone and offer that to everyone. Thank you.
And so what I'd like to just say to all of you, if you are interested in finding out how to take advantage of the special offer that Karen has brought for us, go to www.easy.com/Karen. And I think you'll find something that is right for you. There's an opportunity to work with Karen one-on-one. And as you can see, she's a remarkable practitioner and healer. And you also have the opportunity to get the Making Life Happen package that she's put that really deals with almost anything that you could imagine coming up. It gives you an opportunity to work on that. So we invite you to take advantage of that. And I'd like to say for everyone to remind you that we have 2 free tickets to David Wolf's Longevity Now conference, which will be in Los Angeles the weekend of the 18th to the 20th, I believe. I will actually be there, the 17th to the 20th of May. And he is giving away 2 free tickets and gave them to me, and I said, I'm giving them to my community. And here's what you have to do if you want to get one of those free tickets. Send in a video or audio testimonial about your experience on the Wellness Revolution, letting us know of someone or some speaker or some process or some package that you've bought that you're using that you're really getting results with and that is helping you. We want to know what's working for you, so that would be great. And basically, we're going to look at those videos and audios and pick 2 winners, and you will get a free ticket to the conference, and it still gives you, we'll let you know on Saturday so that you can book your tickets. And for the rest of you, David had a great deal for the rest of you, and so go to his replay page and check that out, because that will be closed on May 17th. And the advantage of that particular offer is that you not only get the Wellness Conference and some other fabulous bonuses, including David's own work, videos where he's teaching. I think he has about 8 of them. You also get a discounted ticket to the conference, and the tickets are now at $347, and you get it for $197. So I wanted to let you know that. Once again, Karen, I want to thank you. This has been a terrific call, and I so appreciate the clarity with which you help us to experience theta healing and experience the powerful gift that it is. So I want to thank you for that and for all of your coaching on the coaching calls and how generous you've been with your gifts and talents. Thank you very much indeed.
You're so welcome, and it's just been such an honor to be here and to be here for everyone. So thank you. It's been a life-changing experience for me too.
Great. Thank you, everyone. And so my final thing is to wish you all a wonderful rest of the week, a great weekend. We will be putting the call today on replay. That should be
in about an hour and a half. We won't be having a coaching call this weekend, quite frankly, because I'm at Joe Dunning's workshop and none of us are available this weekend, but we will be giving you some special replays and special offers, so look out for it. And on Monday, we have Laurie Spanier, who is also who is a coach on the coaching calls and is a wonderful healer. She is a professional intuitive, an animal communicator, an energy healer, and a canine behavioral expert, and she will be talking to us about how we can heal through our relationships with our animals. And so this is going to be a terrific call, so I encourage you to join me on Monday. And with that, I want to wish you all a wonderful rest of the evening. Thank you once again, Karen, and have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.